How about some other Bon Jovi? Heard that a lot yesterday at Gillette Stadium. The Patriots get the win over the Houston Texans, 27 to 20.
I saw the game earlier. I guess maybe in the first quarter. I just happened to glance at the television, and it looked like they were
crushing them. They went
and
into
I was
a
just
20.
Like, why even watch?
Yeah, I think it was 21-6 at halftime.
I believe that's what I saw.
And then in the second half, the Patriots just kind of fell apart, and there was a lot of turnovers, and they couldn't score, and they just got some field goals, and Houston came back. But thankfully, Houston is a bunch of bumbling idiots, and they couldn't beat the Patriots.
You call J.J. Watt a bumbling idiot in my presence.
It has also caused a house divided with our very own Salt, who now has a 8-week-old daughter at home who apparently
10 weeks old.
Yeah. My apologies.
You know,
Dad.
Carson can never get the ages right of anyone in this room.
I'm sorry, I can't keep the week straight on your baby.
No,
my apologies.
Well, you can't keep the week straight on Dan or
Yeah, you think Dan is still 24.
Well, Annie's like 25 now. So anyway, what's the problem with Carole Pack?
8,000 months.
Well, CP is, you know, her mom loves to dress her up, and my wife Sarah, she's a Patriots fan. She's an England Patriots fan. And I will root for the Patriots, but I at heart am a Tennessee Titans fan. And, you know, so I've let my wife just, you know, try and push CP to be a Pats fan. She has bought her
at the right page of 10 weeks.
Yes. We got some onesies. Her family's very big into the Patriots. I'm
of
like,
course.
Okay, you know, we're up in New England. That's fine. It's fine. You know, but secretly in my heart, I knew my daughter loves me more and loves the Titans.
She doesn't love the Titans. She loves the Patriots.
No, she doesn't.
Just like you grew up in the Tennessee area for a while and became a Titans fan.
I didn't grow up there. I was already an adult when I was there.
How do you know she's not a Patriots fan?
Well, because my wife bought 3 Patriots onesies for her. Mm-hmm. And each time I have put her in these onesies, she has pooped through them in 5 minutes.
Okay, I have a question. Since I'm not a parent, isn't that what babies do? They poop through things?
Sometimes. Most of her onesies, though, she just, you know, she just goes in her diaper and it doesn't go out. It's not like a blowout. So she has ruined 2 of her patrons. Like, I put an adorable picture up on Mix 104.1 yesterday.
It was adorable.
Of her and I. We were wearing our Pats gear, you know, because I wanted to show support for my wife and my daughter.
Right.
And we were sitting there, and I made the comment on the Mix page, and I said, who's going to ruin their shirt first?
Oh, I didn't get that.
Spoiler alert.
It was hilarious.
It's my daughter. Because within 4 minutes of posting that picture, just right through it. She clearly does not like Patriots gear.
You can't force your daughter to be a Titans fan. She gets to pick.
No, she doesn't.
Why? Yeah, because Barrett got to pick.
Why would you make her be a fan of that garbage team? Let her grow up with a beautiful, beautiful team like the Patriots.
Like a winning team.
Annie, she literally poops on your team every time.
My wife has been trying this with my son. My wife is a Carolina Panthers fan, and she tried buying him Carolina Panthers, like a Cam Newton jersey when he was like, you know, 4 years old or whatever. He didn't fall for that garbage.
Well,
she's not falling for that Tennessee Titans.
She didn't start early enough. That's your wife's problem. Me, I'm doing it at 10 weeks.
So have you tested the theory and put a Titans onesie?
No, now I have to get some Titans gear.
I just ordered one for you about an hour ago.
Is it a good one?
I think it's a nice one. I think it's not too frilly or girly.
Okay.
So we'll be able to test the theory.
Great, because they're playing each other on the 11th.
All right.
Is
November.
That game here or there?
It's in Tennessee, unfortunately.
Marissa is from Lowell and apparently has a funny story about the house divided situation, Lowell. Marissa, what's the story?
My husband actually roots for the Lions, and me and my kids root for the Green Bay Packers. Last year, it was hilarious because he actually got up and threw a couple of things towards the TV. Thankfully, he didn't hit nothing, but it was hilarious because the kids trash talk him, and all of our kids are like 13 and under, and we have 7, so it gets quite competitive.
Wow.
He's the only Lions fan.
Thank you,
like, he's like the only Lions fan in the country.
Right. Casey's from Revere. Good morning, Casey. What's your story?
So, like, this is, like, a big family feud that we have because half of my family likes the Raiders and half of my family likes the Vikings. So, like, we literally, during, like, holiday season, sit on opposite ends of the room. Like, there's a half of a room for the Vikings and half a room for the Raiders. And, like, it starts, like, fights. Like, we get in massive fights with each other because it's just, like, your team is not as good as our team, you know? And so, like, they make bets, and they go crazy with it.
All right. Thank you, Case. By the way, how did your team do yesterday, Salt?
They lost to the Miami Dolphins.
Guess that solves
Guess that ends
one.
That argument.
Damn it.
I'm just going to stick with the poop. Poop don't lie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.